Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. If you missed any of the Shador Sanders press conference, you know you can always catch it on the Odyssey app. Go back and listen to the Baskin and Phelps podcast, and you can always hit Radio Rewind on that too, so you can go back and hear what he had to say. What'd you think?
Jeff Shudell asked him about the
tough
relationship
question
with Kevin.
Yep.
Well, and Shador didn't completely, I think, grasp what Jeff had said to him, because Jeff wasn't trying to stir up stink. He was trying to say, what's your relationship like?
I think it was an opportunity, just personally, really quick. I just think it was an opportunity for him to clear the air and just have everyone go. Like Mary Kay said that there's no issue going on there.
Right. And I don't know that he cleared the air, but he said he treats me like a coach. You know, he's a coach and
I'm a player.
Yeah. And it's come along.
Yeah. There
wasn't any glowing thing like I love Kevin and he loves me, but there doesn't need to be.
No, but do you think people will read into that more? I'll be honest with you. When he said it, yeah.
We just did.
But no, I think people will read into that and go, oh, they have no relationship, because he didn't come out and say, I know he didn't say that. I heard the question. I just kept thinking, okay, what are people thinking?
He didn't take the opportunity to say, Kevin has done a great job bringing me along.
Or that
we get along great.
Yeah, he didn't say any of that.
He didn't. No, he didn't. And that's okay.
He doesn't have to. No.
Nor does Kevin have to say Shador is my favorite player.
Because you know that Kevin's going to get asked that question coming up here in a little bit, right? Someone's going to ask Kevin about his relationship. And you know what he'll say?
I would think our buddy Jeff Shudell might be the person to do it.
And what is he going to, how is Kevin going to answer? You know how Kevin's going to answer this question.
Yeah, he's going to say, yeah, I have a relationship with all my players and we coach them up and try and make them the best pros we can.
You know, I appreciate the question, but Jeff, then you hit what you said after that. It'll be the...
You know what I'd like to hear? And you can hear this from time to time from coaches or players. There's nothing wrong with saying, you know what, Shador and I get along just fine. I'm a coach, he's a player. I coach, he plays. We're not best pals, but, you know, we've only known each other for 8 months. What's wrong with that?
I don't even think you have to say that. I think you're just good. You don't need to get into the best pals part of it. It's just... I'm a coach. He's a player.
I mean,
we have a working relationship.
Can you imagine,
it's really good. It works.
Can you imagine Mike Tomlin saying, gosh, I love that guy, about anybody? You know, I mean, I'm sure Mike has from time to time, but that's not Mike Tomlin's job. It's not Andy Reid's job. You know, I would assume they like most of their players and they get along okay. But their job is to coach players. And sometimes by coaching, you have to tell guys things they don't want to hear, and they're not going to like it.
Well, the other part about pro sports, too, is that your lifetime in professional sports is over in the blink of an eye. And
well, especially
in the NFL.
It's a small part of your life, the playing part of it, anyway.
If you're lucky, you get 3 years. If you're lucky, anybody that's more than 3 years, bravo. Bravo if you can make it in the league for more than 3 years.
You get your pension, congratulations.
Yeah. But I also think that there's this feeling, and I think, you know, we had the opportunity to learn this when we were the Indians, and we were doing stuff with Fox Sports at the time, that, you know, you'd see somebody come in, and they'd be there for like 3 weeks, and you might get to know them a little bit, and then they're gone, and then you never see them again. you know, and you end up in witness protection somewhere else too. It's just, I was thinking of one player in particular that we were talking about in the break, you know, that, you know, you get to know these guys for a little bit and then they are gone and you just don't see them again. That's why I think if you ever watch the end of the game, it's always interesting to see players that used to play together in college shaking hands or trading jerseys after the end of the game. So,
you know, you're allowed to smile because it's friendships, but, you know, during the game, you don't see that.
Yeah, I don't know that you have another opportunity. Like the college or high school relationship, I always find it interesting.
Or a chance to smack a guy in the helmet if he punched you in the groin during the day.
Well, that's a good point, Jeff. Yeah. I never really thought about it that way. Good perspective.
Excellent. Oh, we had that this weekend.
All right. Shadour spoke. Kevin Stefanski coming up here in a little bit, and we'll get to that press conference in just a few moments. So we will. I still have a little bit more I wanted to say about Shadour, what Shadour had to say today, too. And what'd you think? How about that? 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.